I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going. And our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors. And so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
It's March 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of March, 44 BC, Roman Emperor Julius Caesar was stabbed in the back. A day earlier, he ignored the warning of a soothsayer to beware the Ides of March, because Caesar had no idea what the word Ides meant either. Have a great March 15th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time is down.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A judge has delayed ex-President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York until mid-April after his lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Judge Juan Manuel Merchan agreed Friday to at least a 30-day postponement. The trial had been slated for March 25th. Lawyers for the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee wanted a 90-day delay. Prosecutors said they were okay with 30 days. A special prosecutor who had a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has withdrawn from the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. A judge had ruled Wade had to leave or Willis couldn't continue to pursue the charges. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 190 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
And now it's time for another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
I refuse to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it's really not my color. Why can't we have more holidays without required dress codes? You don't see people celebrating Memorial Day by dressing up as tombstones. Happy Labor Day, Bob. Where's your time clock costume? Uh-oh, someone's getting pinched. And that's another thing. What derelict decided it's okay to pinch complete strangers once a year? I think before you're allowed to invent customs, you should have to undergo a background check. And maybe, I don't know, run it by human resources. It's pretty obvious St. Patrick didn't have to sign an employee handbook. Ugh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, normally I would support a holiday where people are encouraged to walk around downtown wearing beer helmets. God, I hate wearing green.
And that was another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
It's so quiet here at 5 o'clock on Friday. This used to be Chaos City on Friday afternoon. And we still take requests if there's something in the system that you would like to hear. Our number is 272-9228. Later this hour, we have three items that will be suggested for your weekend binge, all from Netflix. Some you may have seen, some you may have not, but Miss Murray is our Netflixer, and she'll talk about those. That'll be around 5:35 this afternoon. Rich's forecast coming up. It's still drippy outside, and from the looks of the Live in Fear Doppler, I suppose I should refresh it, but from the looks of it, it's going to be drippy pretty much into the late evening hours here. Moving the radar forward from now, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, yeah. In fact, there is another batch of heavier rain coming in, and it doesn't look like it's going to clear till about 9. So we're not out of it yet. And then I guess we have more coming on Sunday and then cooler weather. I did find one piece of hopeful information. We'll see if it actually works out this way. But I saw a story today that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a bill that would establish a commission to investigate prosecutors.
That's good.
That would put the behavior of Fannie Willis on the plate for that, and they will have the power to remove people who are found to be wanting in that regard. It's just incredible. And we all know why. We all know how the system works, and she's playing it. I suppose you can't blame her. There's not just an added burden of proof, like an added mountain of proof required to remove somebody of color from this. At least this judge, I've never heard of this before. You both acted inappropriately. Her and Loverboy, the $600,000 man, if you want to call him that. You both acted inappropriately. One of you must leave. What is that? It's okay to have one inappropriate prosecutor, but not two. So whoever resigns, resigns. The other one gets to stay on the case. That's a joke. I don't care how much you hate Donald Trump. One day you might be in his shoes. In fact, that's kind of what they have in mind for all of us. You can take that to the bank. Federal appeals court rules that some of the January 6th protesters were improperly sentenced. No kidding.
Yeah, you think?
We can't keep a murderer in jail overnight with bail. No, we can't do that. But man, if you were one of those insurrectionists, and we know that's a fairy tale too. And there's more and more. It just takes so long for the truth to come dripping out in these situations. And it's really wearying after a while. China opposes the forced sale of TikTok in the U.S. Of course they are.
Yeah.
But who knows what all these. So I, you know, I'm at the point now. What do you want to know? Just ask. I'll tell you whatever you need to know. If you want to get away from the world in a big way and for ladies to be pampered, or in my case, AMS Studios has been phenomenal with a procedure called microneedling. I would never get a facelift because I've just seen too many bad outcomes. But there are ways to rejuvenate the skin in your face to restore a much more youthful look, and microneedling is that process for me. I've had 3 treatments. I invite you to look at the photo, the cover shot on my Facebook page with my daughter. There used to be a lot of wrinkles where there ain't no wrinkles no more. And this process, microneedling, inspires the body to restore elastin to the skin that's missing. And it's absolutely worth it. It's a small fraction of what a surgical procedure would cost. Plus, you don't have the risk of anesthesia or any of that stuff. Takes about an hour per visit, and on their website at ams-studios.com, relax, refresh, renew. For me, this is renew. And with the body doing the work, it's very natural. The outcome is very natural. But relax, they have all the services you could possibly want from a med spa, including a masseuse named Ashley, who is gets universally great reviews. That's one of the services. They have the latest in electrolysis technology that is virtually pain-free. It's all state-of-the-art body remodeling with Evolve, ultrasound, cavitation, 4-dimensional lipo, weight loss. All of these services, including eyelash extensions, sugar waxing, massage therapy, I mentioned that, skin care, professional hair care, nails, spray tanning, spa specials, and guys, you can get gift cards. Mother's Day is coming up, so why not give her a little spoilage. I love the people there. It's at 119 East Main Street in Prattville. It's built into an old house, and it just has an incredible, I don't think feng shui is the right word, but the environment in there is really, really calming, and you'll love the outcome. That is AMS Studios, online AMS-Studios. And let me grab the phone number here so you can call for a consultation ahead of time. They have all kinds of specials. 730-1268. That's 730-1268. Or if you want to send an email with questions, hello at amsstudios.team, T-E-A-M. And they are the sponsors of our weekend binge coming up at 7:35 with Ellen Murray.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/124.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Time for traffic.
Got a good bit of traffic on the roads right now. Very busy on I-65 northbound out of Montgomery all the way up past Cobbs Ford Road and the Highway 14 Fairview Avenue exit at Millbrook and beyond. 85 northbound, pretty busy there. We had an accident earlier near Taylor Road. 85 northbound, those vehicles are off the road on the right. All lanes are open. We also had an accident, two accidents as a matter of fact. Vaughn Road at Chantilly Parkway, please use caution there. And a new accident, 2700 East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. Use caution as you approach that intersection, even here for updates. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm a big fan of this show.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You and I in a little Irish pub, drinking pints of Guinness, it's the beer we love. A bunch of drunken Irish guys, 99 green buffoons go by.
Story just sent to me by Eddie Bader at 518 on News Talk. The Otago Public Library Board of Trustees fired Director Andrew Foster on Thursday for being too transparent with the press. The four present board members, Chairman Ray Bowles, Vice Chair Rachel Daniels, City Appointees Quincy Miner, and Gloria Kuykendall, all voted in favor of terminating Foster's employment as director after spending 20 minutes in executive session. Meanwhile, the board members and attorney Laura Clark chose to be as opaque as possible. This is from AlabamaReporter.com. The headline of the story, four Prattville Library employees fired after closing library to stand with their fire director. You just don't expect to see controversy with libraries. And I'm still not sure I understand everything that's going on with that.
Well, they were protesting his firing.
Right. He was fired because?
They said he was too... He shared information that he shouldn't have shared. So they're saying he's too transparent. I don't know.
Well, then I don't understand why they fired him.
Yeah.
There should be something there. There should be a there there. That's what I say. I don't know enough about this.
Yeah.
But it's been ongoing for some time. And 19 News, I know, has been on it as well.
Yeah.
It's 519 right now. I was searching for something else online, and I came across this clip from 4 days ago from a channel called Elon Musk Fans. It says, Gutfeld and Trump leaked evidence that will send Nancy Pelosi to jail. Let's see if there's enough in a preview here to one of them.
Where I read the jokes we didn't use this week, and as always, it's my first time reading them.
What does he have on Donald Trump that he has to constantly be catering?
Biden, during his visit to the Golden State, House Speaker Emeritus Nancy Pelosi.
So if they suck, we'll force Joe Mackey to eat a bucket of mayonnaise with his...
Former President Trump on a seemingly unstoppable path to the GOP nomination and has got...
So during the State of the Union Thursday night, President Biden said wealthy people should pay their fair share of taxes.
The liberal media and Democrats throwing everything and the kitchen sink to try and stop... stop his momentum.
He's grotesque, the House Speaker Emerita told Newsweek in an exclusive interview Saturday at the Munich Security Conference in southern Germany.
But after Joe Biden's hyper-frenetic speed read of his speech, it's safe to say authorities now know who the White House Coke belongs to.
Holding on to the president's hand as they walk around the San Francisco tarmac.
All in all, however, Republicans have to admit Joe's got something their candidate doesn't. A good dealer. Also, during the speech, a protester stood up and screamed unintelligibly.
James Carville, you remember him? He would like the media to stop treating Trump like a normal candidate.
Each year, global leaders and parliamentarians assemble in Germany for 3 days of diplomatic speed dating as tourist joke. For decades, the conference has gathered world leaders, government officials, and politicians.
What a jerk. Didn't he know the only person who could do that at the State of the Union is the president? Meanwhile, more than a dozen Democratic congresswomen wore white to bring attention to women's rights.
To Putin, telling Putin, go into these countries, NATO countries.
I'm not sure where this is going or what it is. I don't see anything that justifies the title of this. But listening to that old bag Pelosi, if you didn't go into the NATO countries, you didn't go there when Trump was in office. That's the point, nitwit. I will need therapy or treatment or something before all of this is said and done. And we're not the only country that's losing its marbles. First of all, Canada proved they had none to begin with the election of Justin Trudeau, who continually, I guess his hobby is eroding the rights of his citizens. What's the headline today? I think it's on Pro-Trump News. Pardon me for futzing around here. I don't mean to do that.
Does it have to do with life sentences for?
No. Well, let me go to the first story at hand here, which is in Toronto, which I've always understood to be a very cosmopolitan place, pretty buttoned down when it comes to crime. But now police there, with car thefts up in Canada, are suggesting this is what limp-wristed government does to solve a problem. It's just like they don't want to prosecute murderers and bad guys. They want them out on the street for some reason. Like they have some type of immunity. They want people to leave their keys at their front door, the keys to their cars at their front door for easy access to avoid violent confrontations. Here is Toronto Police Service Constable Marco Ricciardi talking about leaving your keys near the front door. This is not an Onion headline or a joke.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
But Canada has gun laws, don't they?
Yeah.
To stop that kind of crap?
But the citizens can't have them.
So leave your car keys at the door. Why not leave your wallet and jewelry and everything else out in front of the house in case somebody wants it? That way you can avoid a violent confrontation. It'll be like trick or treat. Criminals just going door to door to steal whatever the hell they want because the police can't deal with it. This is absolutely insane.
Anarchy.
It's certainly not law enforcement. Mm-mm. I don't know what it is. All right, here's that story on Kemp. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a law Wednesday that lets a state commission begin operating with powers to discipline and remove prosecutors. Every state's going to have to do this because almost every big city in every state has a George Soros prosecutor who's not interested in putting people in jail who do serious or violent crimes. That's part of the anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Underwritten by a man who hates this country and has spent probably billions at this point to make sure that it goes away at some point. This legislation will help us ensure that rogue and incompetent prosecutors, that certainly describes Fannie Willis, will be held accountable if they refuse to uphold the law. As we all know too well, crime has been on the rise across the country and is especially prevalent in cities where prosecutors are giving criminals a free pass on failing to put them behind bars due to lack of professional conduct. Though Kemp signed legislation last year creating the Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission,
it was unable to begin operating after the state Supreme Court in November refused to approve rules governing its conduct. The justices, here we go again, had grave doubts about their ability to regulate the duties of district attorneys beyond the practice of law. The measure is likely to face renewed legal challenges, so Fannie's not probably sweating much. Four district attorneys dropped their previous lawsuit challenging the commission after the Supreme Court set it aside. The law would require DAs and solicitors general to prosecute lower-level cases in some counties to evaluate each case on its own instead of declining to prosecute classes of offenses. Republican House Speaker John Burns said the House's efforts have not been directly aimed at Willis, who was already facing an effort in court to have her removed after a romantic relationship she had with the special prosecutor she employed. There's nothing to see here, right? $600,000, a little sex, and we all hate Donald Trump, so it's okay. That's, you know, in World War II, during the bomb project, those who had authorization could use the word silver plate and get or do pretty much whatever they wanted. It protected anybody connected or involved with not only the development of the bomb from the inside, but pilots and others who were occasionally, well, guilty of rowdy conduct. So, in fact, the guy who co-piloted the Enola Gay wanted to borrow a plane to fly a guy cross-country because he missed his family. He had no authorization to do it, but he tried it, and he says, silver plate, and he got the plane, got caught because he landed in a cornfield during a snowstorm. Well, the silver plate of 2024 is Trump, and that word seems to justify any type of conduct or behavior with full support of the media. The media is not tearing these two apart, in part because of their race, and in part, mostly, because they hate Donald Trump and they just don't want him in, and I don't understand. Nancy Pelosi slurring through her latest gallon of boxed wine, it's okay. We have become bizarro world, my friends. And it just, each day, you know, we knew that decision was coming down this morning, and I had a rare morning meltdown when it was announced that the judge was going to let them decide who stayed and who goes instead of him making the decision. That shows some real guts there, although he did later talk about Fannie Willis's inappropriate behavior. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe justice will actually occur. Because the two of them, just for perjury and misappropriation of not a few bucks, it's not like somebody had a free lunch. $600,000 is a lot of money. Except to the government, because it's not theirs. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane is the place to turn to when your car's been damaged in an accident. If it's not drivable, just have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And if it's drivable, make sure you get a claim number from your insurance adjuster, who no doubt will be happy to hear the glad tidings that you have chosen MPB to fix your vehicle, because they know that the standard there is the highest among body shops. Everything gets fixed, and at the end of the day, the damaged area that's been newly repaired, they go about the business of taking the rest of the car so that it really can't even tell where the car was damaged. That's the idea. A result that's called good as new, maybe better. The number to reach out for information to MPB is 27REC with a W. It's a business founded on ethics and thoroughness and pride in a competent job well done. And they've done it thousands and thousands of times. That's Montgomery Paint and Body, Donnie and Brandon Turner. They hope you're not in a wreck, but if you are, they're the best possible people to help you at 27REC with a W.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The SLE Rodeo gets underway today and runs through Sunday. It's the greatest show on dirt, bringing in some of the best cowboys and cowgirls in the country. The rodeo is hosted by the Southeastern Livestock Exposition, a nonprofit organization that supports Alabama's youth through scholarships. Best Buy is recalling more than 287,000 air fryers following complaints of overheating, melting, or glass shattering, as well as catching fire. The recall involves China-made Insignia air fryers and air fryer ovens sold at Best Buy stores nationwide and online from November 2021 through November 2023. The Alabama Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Thursday in a 2020 wrongful death case at Jackson Hospital in Montgomery. Attorneys for the plaintiff argued some of Governor Kay Ivey's proclamations during the COVID pandemic were unconstitutional and exceeded her emergency authority. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
We have a new accident. This is on Highway 80 at Pike Road. Please use caution if you're there. We had some accidents earlier, and we're still showing an active accident. Chantilly Parkway at Vaughn Road. We had two accidents there earlier. We're hoping that one of those at least have cleared and that maybe both of them are about to clear. Please use caution if you're there. I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. Got two vehicles off on the right side of the roadway at the ramp to Taylor. Traffic is very heavy all over Montgomery. And a few minutes ago, we had what they're calling a minor accident. This is at the top of the ramp from Highway 14, the Millbrook exit, onto 65 northbound. Trooper car and a couple of vehicles are off on the right side of the roadway there. Traffic is moving but very busy. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 till 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd, on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, time for the weekend binge with Miss Murray, looking at the latest streaming selections you might want. WeatherTravicStudios.com. And we now welcome Ellen Murray. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. The weather's probably going to keep a few people inside. In addition to your weekend binge, there will be a few people binging this weekend because it's St. Patrick's Day. So you have some selections from Netflix, I understand, that you would like to recommend to folks.
Yes. I just discovered a new show last night that is not a new show. It's from 2016, but I had never seen it before, and it's called This Is Us.
Now, what's that about?
It's about three siblings that grew up together, and it simultaneously tells the story of their birth and their adult lives, so it kind of goes back and forth. And I don't want to give too much away, but it is really good. It's very dramatic, but also funny, and it had me in tears a couple of times.
Really? So yeah. It's emotion evoking.
Yes.
All right. And by the way, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people catch up to streaming services at different points. Then, yeah. Once they have it, all right, what's there that I've missed that people can go back and see? So This Is Us is recommendation number one. What is number two on your list?
One called Bridgerton, which a lot of people probably have heard of it or seen it, but it's sort of a Regency-era British drama with... like a rich family trying to find love and all of the little, you know, crazy stuff that goes along with that in high society.
I've heard of it. I might have even seen a glimpse of it here and there, but I have not watched that. And is that largely dramatic?
It is dramatic. It's got some funniness too, but it's also got some sort of out of anachronistic things like interracial relationships and a black queen. So, I mean, suspend disbelief.
Okay. And then what's third on your list today?
One called Black Mirror, which I don't recommend this for everyone because it is a pretty bizarre show and a lot of them are very disturbing. But if you like bizarre and disturbing, Black Mirror is good for you.
Well, really, if we want bizarre and disturbing, we just have to look at the news today.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need a show for that. But I think you're talking in more of an extreme form, right?
Yeah, this is like the consequences of technology. And each episode is standalone, so you don't have to watch them in any kind of order. Each one is its own story.
Cool. All right, and one show I want to ask about that you've mentioned in the past, Murder and Other Details. I keep getting that one mixed up with Murders in the Building, and I'm not sure what... can you give us a couple of minutes on that one?
Yeah, Murder and Other Details. I finished the series, I think it's 10 episodes, and it's about a bunch of rich people on a boat, and someone dies, and there's accusations, and they have to fly in Interpol, and... you know, everybody's a suspect, and then other people keep dying, and then there's a whole backstory that kind of catches up to the modern story, and it's good. I liked it a lot.
All right, so that's on your recommended list.
Yeah.
Kind of like Clue on the Water.
Clue on the Water.
Kind of, yeah. But like I mentioned before, they're all kind of shady characters, so you don't mind when bad stuff happens to bad people.
Why is that? That when people act in a disagreeable way or something that we don't respect on a TV show, we don't mind it when they're murdered or bludgeoned or something terrible happens.
Well, we like to see justice in the world and we don't get too much of it.
The only place you're going to see it is on Netflix then.
Yeah.
Or one of the streaming... What do you happen to recall what service?
Murders is on Netflix. Or no, sorry, Hulu.
Hulu, okay. Yeah. So three from Netflix and one from Hulu. And to review, we were talking about This Is Us. Sounds intriguing. Bridgerton, which is a period piece. The Black Mirror, which is bizarre. And what's the other word you used? Disturbing. Disturbing.
Disturbing, yes.
All right, if you're not getting enough of that on the news, then you can check that out. And we just mentioned Murders and Other Details. Ellen Murray, we thank you for doing the research. And a lot of folks are going back and finding these little gems. That's why we call you the Netflixer. We really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All righty.
Thank you.
And that, again, brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville.
AMS-studios.com for more information. And guys, Mom's Day, it'll be here before you know it. You might want to do a little advanced research or find something you can tuck into an Easter basket at AMS Studios. We are at 540.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Head over to Hulu this March, where our new shows and movies will keep you streaming all month long. Catch the award-winning movie, Poor Things, starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Willem Dafoe. Check out the new documentary, Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told, about the iconic Atlanta street party. And don't miss FX's Shogun, a reimagining of the epic tale starring Anna Sawai. So, what are you waiting for? Go stream something new on Hulu.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you, because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you, how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me?
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring by the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity. And
sir,
we eat the
if
biscuits.
You come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks, because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit him in the belly, and he makes the noise, and the biscuits have layers. Because
and what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I am from the Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you're, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart, because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I am smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager?
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in? And me
sir,
and my
the
children.
The only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits there, will you bake them for me there?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and
sir, this got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now, because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you and the gas, and it smells so bad, because
okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
All right. Earlier this hour, you mentioned what's going on in Toronto, where the police suggested at a press conference that they leave their keys outside the front door, so if a thief wants your vehicle, they can just take it, rather than risk a home invasion and violent crime. Well, I'm happy to report that on NewYorkPost.com, which for me, they're the one newspaper-driven website that still covers this kind of stuff.
and without fear. And here's a headline that says, Toronto police slammed. Would you be surprised, given the state of our city, if they suggested that here? You're a victim of a crime. To tell you what, we probably can't do anything. I'm sick of that. And I see these bullcrap ads on TV. We're recruiting, make Montgomery strong, blah, 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 blah. Toronto police being ridiculed, not just criticized, for essentially advising Canadians to preemptively give their cars away to avoid potential violent altercations. Cops issued the strange tip. In fact, I have the audio from that tip right here, in case you think you can't make this up.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
The advice quickly picked apart prompted the department to issue a statement Wednesday defending their intentions as well-meaning. But I got to tell you, the guy that just made that statement, his name is Ricciardi. There's a picture of him on NewYorkPost.com. And he looks like he can't believe he just said that. Because I can't believe it. That's not what we expect from police. Mm-mm. One way to avoid violent crime is to put the violent criminals in the forking jail. Canadians still don't like the bizarre piece of advice. Toronto police advising the public to leave your fobs near the door. They suggest this because invaders are primarily entering homes to steal cars. Why not hang your keys outside the door? Better yet, just leave them in the car. One Twitter X user said. Another fed up woman added her own mocking suggestion. It's also recommended that you leave out a cold beer and some cookies. If things get violent, the TPS will smooth things over with fresh hot coffee. Another accused police of failed state-level insanity and joked authorities were saying, hey guys, do you mind making it easier for people to steal your car so they won't break into your house instead? One user simply asked the police to do their job, writing on Twitter, there are laws in place for a reason. We need to use them and enforce them. Another joke, Canada, where you can't defend your property. Just hand it over. This is progressive bullcrap. This is how they want to solve problems. They don't want to do anything about actually stopping this level of insanity and holding people accountable. This is why in New York City, the police are putting the effort in to capture criminals and then letting them go with no bail. Remember, the migrants that attacked cops were let out the next day with no bail and took a bus. I think it was to New Mexico where they were found, rearrested. And they're not interested in sending them back to New York because they know they'll be back out on the street again. Exactly. Because that fat bastard Alvin Bragg, that's what he wants to do. You know, and it won't be until somebody like Alvin Bragg or his ilk, and that's a lot of ilk, gets hurt themselves.
Exactly.
It isn't until somebody of prominence loses a loved one to an illegal. They're still trying to bury the Lake and Riley story. It's just sickening. Biden is blocking the private evacuations of Americans from Haiti. Why would you, if you were an American in Haiti, which has always been a crap hole but is worse now, if that's possible, why would you expect him to help you out? Did you forget Joe's leadership with Afghanistan, with people clinging to a forking airplane wheel, trying to get out of there? We left 84, is it million, billion, who knows, $1 million worth of usable military and left it for the Taliban. So why would you expect to get rescued out of Haiti if he wouldn't pull our people out of Afghanistan?
He probably opposes it because there's a Republican representative who has connections to a group who does this, who is actively...
Well, actually taking people out. Well, you'd think Joe would say, I'll do it. Step up. But not this president. So basically what they're saying is they provide aid and medical care to people who broke into the country, broke the law to get in here. They are clearly the priority with Joe Biden. So what's the value of American
chip right now. It's they're diminishing it every day. Maybe the ultimate goal is the New World Order. I really couldn't tell you, but it does make me sick. I think we'll make room for old Harold Delaney today, because Harold Delaney was Irish. And we should salute him as we go into the weekend in which we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
So we got Harold here. I'm just making sure I got all my T's crossed and I's dotted, friends. And I'm not going to replay the St. Patrick's Day story. Once was enough. We'll hear it again next year. It'll be on a Monday next year, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So that'll be another long American weekend where everybody can get drunk on their ass and celebrate. Anything else I wanted to mention? Oh. People finding new ways to get into trouble. A woman arrested in Florida for using fake diplomatic plates. How do you fake diplomatic plates? Then somebody picked her up from jail in a different car on their way back home. They also got arrested for fake diplomatic plates. I guess it's a thing going around. Share them with your friends.
That takes a lot of brass.
And the story of the bride really doesn't need to know. That one is going to have to wait until next week.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
I know. I didn't manage my time well today at all.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It is 5:52. This will be our final update. Rain continuing into the evening.
Well, we have a bunch of accidents to tell you about. First of all, a new one on I-85 southbound. This is just before Bell Road. Two vehicles. The right lane is blocked. You'll need to get over in your left lane if you're coming into Montgomery. We also have an accident on the bridge over I-85 on Taylor Road. If you're coming from AUM, left lane is blocked. Please use caution there. We also have an accident Highway 80 at Pike Road. If you're approaching that intersection, use caution. And some accidents earlier at Chantilly Parkway. Two of them, as a matter of fact. Chantilly Parkway and Vaughn Road. We believe those have cleared, but use caution just in case. We're still showing them as active. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek are sponsored and affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know.
That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, really? Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it would be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
It was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? knock on the on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
you're
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure. Traveling alone, why
sure.
not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I'd like to introduce some sightseeing.
Of course.
So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. And I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take, like, a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just three lamps on the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? Mm-hmm. So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying, he goes, that fella goes out there has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game, and I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Trump White House official Peter Navarro appealed to the Supreme Court Friday to allow him to stay out of prison as he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is due to report to a federal prison next week after an appeals court ruled he probably wouldn't be able to overturn his conviction for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. President Biden is expressing support for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer after the senator called for